Hello and welcome to Chekhov Chat. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and I have with me Mark Russell. And Mark, this I know is your first summer conference and new executive director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. What are some of your thoughts of what you've seen, heard, and learned here?
It's been a very full 4 days, Chuck. I've had an opportunity to meet some of the leaders in the other states and also at the national level. And I'm just so impressed with the people that are involved in this industry. I think that's probably the key is the people that have the passion that are in these leadership roles now, and to see that we have the same vision, and that's to increase and promote beef throughout this country and across the world.
Well, I'm just going to guess that as the new guy, there were a lot of people willing to offer some thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and to kind of help you get going.
Absolutely. And I'd be the first to say that, you know, their expertise and their wisdom is going to be so important to help the state of Missouri in going forward. And we're excited. I've pulled a lot of new ideas, things that are happening in other states at this meeting, and we're going to take them back home and talk about the opportunities that they might provide to our state.
Well, that's one of the benefits from this meeting, besides the actual work you have to accomplish, that networking with other folks.
Absolutely. You know, I've met people for the first time here, and I look forward to working with them. We already do some things and joint efforts with the state of Kansas, and we've met with some of their people, and we look forward to being able to reciprocate and be able to help them even in the state of Kansas in the coming year.
So you're kind of in a, I guess you would call it a rebuilding effort here at the Missouri Beef Council. Just a comment about how things are going. I know, you know, we've got Davin and you, but I guess we're looking forward to adding some new staff soon.
Absolutely. We are very close to starting an interview process for a director of communications and public relations. We've had tremendous interest in that position, which gives us a lot of, different people to look at. But the experience level, the interest shows us the passion in wanting to help a commodity organization like beef. And we feel that we're going to be fully staffed by the 1st of October, and we're going to hit the ground running in our new fiscal year.
Well, the Missouri Beef Industry Council kind of has a reputation of being innovative and doing some things new or first time, and maybe being an example to other states. So I don't doubt that you're going to carry on that legacy.
Well, absolutely. Even in the interview process when I came on board, I shared with the board some of the ideas that I have from the outside looking in with the beef industry. We are having meetings with actually some new partners, we think, in the state to help promote beef in some venues that have never been used before. So we're looking forward to trying to, create an image and create a message with some of our younger beef eaters in millennial populations. And we think we're going to have some unique things that we're going to try this year to reach out to them to make sure they understand the importance of beef in their diet.
Well, you mentioned millennials. There was a lot of information here in several different committee meetings about this demographic and how important it is to, or will it continue to be for a while, to the beef industry.
Absolutely. And it seemed like to me there were as many discussions outside of the meetings as there were inside about what people were doing to work with a millennial generation of people. We know that in order to get our message to them about beef and educate them, that we have to approach that population from a different angle, from a different venue, from a different media. They just, as times change and technology changes, so does generations. And so what we think we're going to be able to do is reach out to them through the ways and social media, reach out to them through some of the people that influence them today, through tourism, through entertainment, the things that they're very interested, we're going to use some of those medias in order to reach them.
Well, we're at the close of the meeting here. The last meeting is just about to conclude, I believe. And so, Mark, I'm glad we had a chance to get together here in Denver at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. And that's our Checkoff Chat. Thank you for listening.